So this is a poem by a woman called Carol Rose, and it's a poem she wrote for Colette Albuquerque-Muscat, who's a person I talked about last at the last meeting. And then I'm going to be talking about Colette again, so that's today. So just thought this would be a good introduction. The poem is called Behind the Blue Gate, and the gateway to Colette's garden was a blue metal gate. Behind the blue gate, for Colette. Everything I've tried to understand comes streaming into this garden behind the blue gate. A sprinkling of light, a luminous presence, an instant of exchange, then a vague sense of two hands holding my heart, caressing it, placing it gently among the wildflowers. I place myself in the garden between jasmine and pomegranate. A fragrant light envelops me, anoints me with song. I inhale the breath of trees, sprout green between my toes, roots deep and thick, burrow their way into soil. I am a bough, moist with white blossoms, quivering in the sweet scented air of Jerusalem, married forever to this land my ancestors named holy. And then a quote from the Kotzika Rebbe. Nothing is as perfect as a broken heart. So what I'd like you to do is just to look at the image that I've just given you. Just look downwards into the image. Be aware of the poems and the resonance of the poems. And just be aware of this image. Just looking at it as if for the first time. Yudeshin Vavei Yudeshin Vavei Yudeshin
Yudeshin
Vave Eurasian. 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 Feel the vibration of the chant in your bodies, letting that resonance take you inwards. Turning your awareness around so that you look within. finding yourself standing in front of the door to the inner. Notice this door, notice its texture, its qualities. This familiar door, to which the threshold between the inside and the outside. Contemplate the door, and if it is right for you, open the door, cross the threshold, step into the inner world. And as you step into that world, you find yourself in a corridor sloping downwards. And just slowly follow the corridor, noticing that there are windows to either side. And you have a sense of making a journey, a pilgrimage, to an inner sanctuary. A place of peace and protection, a place of healing and learning. And as you make your pilgrimage, as you follow the corridor, from time to time you glance at the windows, where you fleetingly see images of the past. You do not pause or stop or get immersed in them. You simply keep walking forwards, downwards, noticing the appearance of the past as you walk. Old selves, old days, old images. After a certain time, the path starts to rise again. And before you, you find a small door. The door to the inner sanctuary. And in front of this door, there is a guardian. Could be male, could be female, could be animal. Could be inanimate. Notice the guardian. Who challenges your right to enter the place of peace. Speak from your heart. Respond to the challenge of the guardian. And as long as you're speaking from your own truth, the guardian will open the door and let you enter the inner sanctuary. As you step through this door, you find yourself in a formless place of radiance that yet somehow has the simultaneous shape of cube and sphere. A felt sense, not seen. Feel yourself in the heart of the radiance. Held by the cube, held by the sphere. Becoming one with it, resting in it, letting it hold you. Letting its light penetrate you, softly. Notice the quality of light. Maybe pearly, maybe golden, maybe rainbows. Get interested in the quality of light. And as you find yourself, locate yourself within the pool of light, it starts to shift to become a more tangible. And you find yourself standing before an altar, which has the mandala image of Yudhe Shinvavhe carved into its top. Feel the solidity of the altar, this ancient stone altar, and feel your own solidity as you lay your hands upon it. Contemplating the name, feeling the solidity of the stone altar, and therefore the solidity of your body. And this sense of solidity expands till you find yourself standing in a small domed square room, a very bare room, just having this altar and four windows. In the dome of the roof, there is an open window, and a beam of light shines downwards onto the altar. And in the beam of the light, you see the burning image, triple flame of the Shin. And in front of you, as you look forwards, there is a window of red and golden light. And within that window is the image of a winged lion, holding between its paws the fiery letter Yud, the letter of will and initiation. As you contemplate the window, it is as if the lion becomes three-dimensional, becomes a presence, becomes a living being, a holy living creature. And you look into the eyes of the lion, and the lion looks into your eyes. Commune with the lion. your right hand there is a window of blue and silver. And in the center of that window, there is a white eagle who bears a silver cup inscribed with the letter H. Feel the cool, flowing, watery quality of the eagle, the sea eagle, the holder of the cup, the holder of the first hay. Feel the contrast to the fire and the focus of the yud and the lion. Feel the vision and the flow of the eagle. See the eagle, let the eagle see you as it moves from image to becoming a holy living being. On your left side, you note in the wall, you notice a window of yellow rose light, a window with the colors of the dawn. And in the midst of that window, you perceive the image of a winged human being. Bears the letter Vav, the letter of joining and breath, the letter of energy and life. You look into the eyes of the man, the winged human, and the winged human looks into your eyes, becoming not just image, but a holy living creature, becoming present to you as you become present to it. Behind you, sense or feel a window of green and browns, all the colors of the earth. And in the midst of this window, there is the image of a winged bull. Bearing the final hay. Be aware of the massive presence of the bull, which as you look into the eyes of the, and as it looks into your eyes, moves from image to holy living being, becoming present to you as you become present to it. turn back to the altar, feeling around you the four holy living creatures, feeling above you the fiery letter Shin. Feeling the light from the dome mediated to the Shin, coming down into your body, down deep beneath the sanctuary, deep down into the mound, deep down into the earth. And feeling the earth fire rising in response, meeting in your heart. Feel yourself held by the four holy living creatures. Feel yourself held by the Shin and the earth fire. Feel yourself as the nexus, the meeting point. Your body as the living mirror, as the lens, as the focus, as the generative principle that creates new life and worlds. Feel the fiery intention of the lion, the flow and patterns of the eagle, the vivifying breath of the human, the solid embodiment of the bull. Find yourself as a holy living creature amongst the holy living creatures. Find yourself as the nexus point, the point of union and conjunction. And as you do so, it is as if the energies of the sanctuary and the beings once again become formless, become rainbowed light. Holding their distinctiveness, but now within qualities of light. Feeling again the sense of the cube and the sphere, but feeling the qualities of the four holy living creatures, the Shin and the earth, becoming one with the life and the light of the sanctuary. And as you take these qualities inside yourself, letting your attention move outwards, moving through the inner threshold, blessing the guardian, and finding yourself in the corridor, walking downwards. Once again, noticing the windows, who this time show hints and possibilities of the future. Concentrating on walking outwards, but just noticing the arising of possibility. And after a little while, you find the path moving upwards again, taking you towards the outer threshold, the place where the body meets the world. Approaching that outer threshold, And as you get near it, you hear the chant, which brings you back fully through the threshold into the world. Yurde Vave, Yurde Jin Vave, Yurde Jin Bye.